Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hear that last little piece, amen, because it does something to my spirit. And that's the question. Do you have the joy that Jesus has given to you, amen? Do you have that joy within your soul, amen? When you hear the name Jesus, does it make you happy, amen? I don't know about you, but I know for myself, when I hear the name of Jesus, amen, or whether somebody want to call him Yahshua, amen, or if you want to call him Billy Paul or Fred, all I'm going to tell you is that he died for my sins, and because he died for me, amen, I give him all honor and praise, and I have joy within my heart.
Yes.
Well, amen. Good morning to you. Good morning to you. Good morning to you, amen. It is Sunday, February 7th, amen, a new year, the first Sunday of the month, amen. We made it another first Sunday, y'all, not by accident,
amen.
Not by situation or circumstances, but by the blessings and the power of God, we made it.
Yes.
So if we made it thus far, oh, come on, somebody, if we made it thus far, that means we're going to make it to the next one and the next one and the next one. And even if we don't make it to those days, he still got anyhow.
Yes. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on this Sunday morning. Amen. I'm not going to hold it up. Y'all know who we are. Y'all know what we're here to do. Amen. So let's get it cracking. Amen. That's what I heard. I heard when the young man said it today. Let's get it cracking. Amen. So I'm going to take that. Let's get it cracking. Amen. Brother Tony, yes, yes, yes.
God bless you, Pastor. And I understand that lingo.
Amen.
God bless you all on this great Sunday morning. There
amen.
Is power in the blood.
Yes. Oh,
God
nice.
Bless.
Oh,
nice.
Would you be free from the burdens of sin? There is power in the blood. Would you all evil of victory ring? There is wonderful power in the blood. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There is power in the blood. From a cleansing to Calvary tried, there is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous. among this working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be serving for Jesus your King? There is power in the blood. Would you live daily, presence and sing? There is wondrous power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Everybody know there is power, power, wondrous working power in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wondrous working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Power in the
amen,
blood.
Amen, amen.
Power
yes,
in the
yes, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Power in the blood. Thank you for that wonderful song and that reminding of us and letting us know that there is power in the blood. Amen. Thank you for that because let me tell you, I know personally that there is power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
We shall now have our affirmation of faith by Minister Kyle Garrett, our invocation by Minister Rosalyn Thomas, then our scripture again by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Amen. Praise God, everyone, and praise God to from whom all blessings flow. I shall be reciting the affirmation of faith. Let us unite together and rejoice in the Christian faith. In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, but on the third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Oh, Holy Father, we are thankful and grateful for this privilege to call upon you, your holy and righteous name. We confess that we are not worthy of all your goodness, but we have sinned, thinking and willing, and acting evil in your sight. But you have permitted us one more time a chance to pray. Forgive us all our sins, wash us, and make us clean through the blood of your darling Son, Jesus, Communion Sunday. And Lord, please come now and be here with us. Make us conscious of your presence and let us rejoice in it. Lord God, use our pastor this morning. Let him remove self and let the Holy Spirit use him. Anoint his soul. Bless this radio station for bringing forth your word to all. Bless our sick and shut in, the bereaved, and bless everyone at the sound of my voice. Come, Holy Spirit, and shower down on us this Communion Sunday. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us. Come, Holy Spirit, your will be done in our service. In the name of Christ, in the mighty, matchless name of Christ, we pray. And let the church say amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Amen. The scripture shall come from the book of Genesis, chapter 19, verses 15 through 17. And I shall be reading from the King James Version. Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 17. And it reads, "And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand, and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed." I have read Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 17. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing, reading, and understanding his holy word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Minister Kyle and Minister Rosman. Thank you, and Brother Tony. Thank you. Amen. We shall now have our Black History moment. Amen. It is, we are celebrating Black History all February. Amen. And so we take time out and we acknowledge those who have gone before us. Amen. Who have paved the way for us. Amen. And so we have with us today Sister Patty Campbell, who is a stewardess president, and Sister Pam Carter, who is our lay president. Amen. Sister Patty, the floor is yours.
Good morning and blessings to all. Today I will be speaking on Madam C.J. Walker. She was an entrepreneur, a socialite, and a philanthropist who became the nation's first self-made woman millionaire. She was born Sarah Breedlove on December 23rd, 1867, in Delta, Louisiana. She later moved to St. Louis in 1987, gaining employment there as a washwoman who invented a hair softener and a special straightening comb for African-American women, which she patented in 1905, calling it the Walker system of treating hair. She relocated later to Denver in 1906, where she demonstrated her method of door-to-door organizing her agents into clubs, training operatives for her system. She allocated franchises and provided all relevant cosmetic and equipment, and eventually reached an annual payroll of over $200,000 with some 3,000, mostly women and Black women, employees. She operated a second office in 1908 with her daughter, Alay, as a manager. She moved both her Denver and her Pittsburgh office to Indianapolis in 1910, where she built a factory to manufacture her facial creams, Madam C.J. Walker Hair Systems. She also moved later to New York City, arriving there in 1913, where she became one of the city's foremost social leaders of the time. She built a home called the Villa Loreno on the Hudson River, which made her mansion so fat she hired an African-American architect, Berner Tandy, train young women in the Walker system. She later invested in and opened at her own college in Indianapolis and a nursing home. She also, never forgetting her own people, instituted a scholarship at the Tuskegee Institute Fund for Young Women and private college-bound young male African Americans. She also did not forget her sisters, she died on May 25th in 1919 in New York City. But she was most famous for two famous things. And one was, I am a woman who came from the cotton fields of the South. I was promoted from there to the wash tub. Then I was promoted to the cook kitchen. And from there I promoted myself into the business of manufacturing hair goods and preparations. But her most famous saying was, the secret of a happy life, Lord, help me live from day to day in such a self-forgotten way that when I kneel to pray, my prayers shall always be for others. And that is Madam C.J. Walker, Too Much Black History for One Month. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Sister Pam, you have the floor.
Good morning to each and every one of you. I will be reading, we all are familiar with Congresswoman Maxine Waters, representing the 43rd District of California. Was born August 15, 1938. Congresswoman Maxine Waters is considered by many to be one of the most for women in American politics today. She has gained a reputation, fearless leader. She did her education at California State University, Los Angeles. She is married to Edward Waters and has two children, Karen Waters and Edward Waters. She is still very much involved and active in her politics today. May God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I just want to, just for a moment, amen, just take some time and just to tell you all, Fuse Memorial and my faithful listeners of this show, how much I love you. I don't say that, and I don't just say it just to say it. I want you to really know that I truly love you, and I truly hope that God will bless you tremendously. Amen. That is my prayer for
Amen.
Your life. That God will bless you. Amen.
We love you too.
And my church, my Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. And my church family knows how much I love them.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. I just felt the need to tell you all that. Amen. That I love you. And there's nothing that you can do about it. Nothing that you can do about it. Amen. I want to just, again, say happy birthday to Miss Spencer. Amen. The wife of Brother Tony Spencer. Amen. I also want to give a birthday shout out to Brother Leon Plump. Amen. If I missed anybody else's birthday, I want to give a special shout out to
Mrs. Clay.
Mrs. Clay, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? right, all right. Well, we will continue to move on in our service, amen. Brother Tony, will you please bless us with another song, sir?
God bless everyone this Sunday morning, and we, as we continue to go into our Black History Month, we need to acknowledge the slavery that our people went through. And I pulled up this song, and I'm going to sing it.
All right, now.
Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for carry me home. I looked over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet, sweet chariot, coming for carry me home. Sweet Lord, sweet, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all the slaves I'm coming home to, coming for to carry me home. Oh, sweet Lord, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Sweet, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Brother Tony, I have to say it, that I have never heard that song with such spirit and compassion. Thank you. Pray with me. It's me, my God, my King, my Lord, my Savior, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. Father God, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help do I know. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. As Minister Kyle read Genesis 19:15 through 17. I want to continue the read, and I want to start from Genesis, still chapter 19, but beginning at verse 23, and it reads, "The sun had risen upon the earth when Lot entered Zoar. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those cities, all the plain, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But his wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Then he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward the land of the plain and saw and behold the smoke of the land, which went up like a smoke in a furnace. And it came to pass when God destroyed the cities of the plain that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out in the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt." May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word.
Amen.
For a subject on this Sunday morning, do not look back.
All right.
As the Lord gave me this message to preach, I felt as if he was speaking directly. My ministers and those who are close to me in the church will tell you that I always say that when I preach, the first person that I preach to is myself. And with everything that is going on within today's society, God has a message for you, his people. The book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, has so many wonderful accounts of God's blessing going forth, of God's saving grace for his people, and even the peace being released for this earth while chaos and calamity reign supreme. Genesis teaches us, the reader, that God always finds a way to show up and to show out. And with this story at hand, God allowed his anger and his vengeance to fall upon two cities due to the indwelling sin that was upon them. This sin caused the people to be separated from God and thus made the people enemies of God. But can you really imagine God calling you his enemy? Well, I know that you all came out of the wounds as Christians, amen. I myself lived a life as a heathen, amen. And being a heathen granted me the ability to see life without the blood of Jesus. Truly scary. But glory be to God that even though he sits high and he looks low, that he gave me an opportunity to get my life in order. He gave me another chance to praise him. He gave me another day to celebrate his love for me through his son, Jesus the Christ. In fact, he gave me the greatest gift that he could have ever given me, and that was his grace and his mercy. But getting back to the scripture, you all will have to excuse me. Sometimes I do get a little ahead of myself, amen. This great scene opens with the angels exposing the sin within these two cities. While the mission was unfolded to Lot, he and his family were given strict orders to flee from the city and do not look back. But for the rest of this message, I need to do one thing. I need to take off my preacher hat and to put on my master teacher's hat, amen, due to the fact that many theologians and preachers alike are
only ones to focus on the homosexual sin that took place within these two cities, but the Bible clearly states that between these two cities that the sin was so high that God took notice of it and God wanted to wipe it off the face of this earth. Thus, all types of sin swirled through the gates of Sodom and Gomorrah. Please be aware that there is no big sin and there are no little sins. Sin is sin, and without a change of heart, that sin that entangles you will keep you from seeing Jesus in all his glory. And whilst you are running this race of faith, I challenge you, do not look back. But I'll talk about the race of faith in just a second. But I want to get back to the scripture, because as the fire and the brimstone hit this city, Lot gathered his family, and as the angels had ushered them out, Lot's wife turned and looked back at the shambles of what she loved and was turned into a pillar of salt. Well, Jesus said it best to us in Matthew 6:19-21. He said, "Do not lay up treasures for yourself on earth, where the moth and the rust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where the thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You see, when we hear the voice of God, it is a voice calling out to you out of the wilderness, calling you out of your bitterness, calling you out of your weariness, a voice calling out to you out of your situations, a voice calling you out from the traps that were laid for you, a voice calling you out of a sin-filled experience. And while my Jesus is setting us free by his blood, the only thing that he requires for us to do is do not look back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For I have yet to see a person look behind them and still run forward. In fact, it is empirically impossible for one to turn their head around and still run forward. But allow me to tell you what happens when you look back. When you look back and you stop running for God, when one stops running for God, they become stagnant. When one becomes stagnant, you begin to lose your flavor. And once your saltiness is gone, according to Matthew 5:13, you are no longer good for the kingdom and or its people. But glory be to God that there is redemption ahead of you. I am here to let somebody know that God is about to do a new thing in your life. God is about to turn some things upside down that you thought were right side up. And the thing that there's a new thing going on. And that old sin that hung around your neck is now being burned away. God is saying to you, do not look back. What is ahead of you is so much greater than what is behind you. Look at Jesus. When Jesus was arrested, he never looked back. When Jesus when he was taken before that governor, he never looked back. I'm going to let somebody know right now that you cannot look back on a life that you once had, because when you look back on the life you once had, you are giving that life access to what you have right now, and that life will come in.
Preach.
When he was arrested, he never looked back. When he was taken before that governor, he never looked back. I'm going to go all the way with this one, y'all, okay? When he was flogged, beat, spat upon, made mockery of him, he did not look back. When he carried that cross, that object that would help in causing his untimely death, as he walked up the mountainside, he was nailed to the cross, his blood spilled. He did not once look back. Oh, yes, when he got up with all power in his hands, He did not look back. Oh, I can add just one more piece of flavor to their already sweet aroma. When our ancestors were freed from slavery, they were told, "You are free to go. Go wherever you want to go, but do not look back." And I thank God that they did not look back, for it is easier to remove the man from the plantation, but not the plantation from the man. It's that same plantation mind that allowed Lot's wife to stop in her tracks. It's that same plantation mind that can stop you in your tracks. But I mean to let you know that we are far from that plantation. You heard it said that we are. I mean, unless somebody know right now that you cannot go back to that plantation. You cannot go back under the that slave master's oppression.
All right,
it's time that we
run
free. It's time that we be free. It's time that we know that we are free. And every time that you pick up your Bible, every time that you sing your praise, every time that you read one of those Psalms, you put your eyes on Jesus and you do not look back.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, you don't look back.
Don't look back.
When God has come in and destroyed the things that once entangled you, you do not look back. When God has come in and set up shop into your life and the enemy tries to throw back at you the things that you used to do, you do not look back. Even when Jesus was in the wilderness being tempted by everything that was going on, Jesus could have ran back down there y'all to John the Baptist. He could have ran back down there to y'all to the people who he got who saw him get baptized. He could have easily said, "Would y'all pray for me? Because there's something I got to deal with. I'm about to be led by the Spirit into the wilderness, be tempted by the Satan, and I need y'all to pray for me. I need y'all to stand with me. Matter of fact, will some of y'all come and gather around me? Don't fall asleep like my future disciples would do, but come and stand around me."
He didn't say
that.
He did not look back.
Mm-hmm.
He did not look back at the comfort that was right over there to him. Instead, he moved forward. He pressed on.
Yes, Lord.
I heard somebody today to press on.
Press on.
Get out of that plantation mind state. That plantation mindset says that you got to kill each other, that you got to rob each other, that if somebody has it, you want it, that you take it from them.
Come on now.
Yeah.
That's not the Jesus that I serve.
Come on.
This is not the world that I want to be in.
Come on,
I urge you, my black men.
I urge you, my black women.
I urge you, anybody that's listening to this, anybody that calls on Jesus as your Lord and Savior, do not look back. Do not allow yourself to turn around. Keep your mind focused on him and watch what he'll do in your life. But I urge you, don't look back on the former things, but do what Psalm 121 tells us to do. It says that I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from which cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. With God on your side. I said, with God being on your side, you can do all things. You can do anything. But do not look back. Do not
look back.
Do not look back.
Don't look back.
God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to stop right there.
I'm going to stop right there.
Because if I keep on going, we won't have time for anything else. But I'm here to let you know that it's time that we look at what happened to Lot's wife. When the Lord tell you to do something, you do it.
Come on now.
Don't look back at the sin. Don't look back at the old you. Don't look back at what would have, could have, should have.
Come on.
Look at what God is doing. God is about to bless you. God is about to take you somewhere that you've never gone before.
Come on.
Start looking back. If you start looking back, the more you look back, the more you're going to wait for that blessing.
Yeah.
The more you're going to wait for that blessing. The more you're going to hinder yourself from receiving what God has for you.
Yes.
I challenge you today.
You claim it.
My family.
Yes.
My friends.
Yes.
Do not look back.
Don't look
at
back.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
God bless you. Keep your eyes on that crack. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Can you please? Yes,
praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Minister
praise
Lord. You please. Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You should always listen to God and be obedient because he knows the plan that he has for your life. But we always want to be thinking if we have a better route. But it pays to listen to God and follow the plan he has for you. Ask yourself this question.
Praise the Lord.
And following God, for he knows the plan he has for you. Ask yourself, am I going to follow God today? Do not look back.
Oh.
Do you want to be separated
from God?
God
is a good God.
Oh, hallelujah.
All the time.
You are in a race. Even God,
come on now.
You hear him calling you?
Praise
never look back.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
God,
praise the Lord.
Pray this prayer with me.
Oh, yeah.
Lord Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I believe you are the Son of God, that you love me and
come
came into the world. Died on
the
cross again for the forgiveness of my sin. I admit that I'm
a
sinner. Sorry for
my
sin.
King of kings,
thank you,
Lord. Holy Spirit, help me to follow
thank
you as Lord of my life. Thank you for saving me and giving me eternal life.
Stretch
in your name,
I
pray.
Jesus.
Amen. If you pray to
amen.
Keep
him
in your heart.
Hallelujah.
Keep him in your mind.
Praise
you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
With other Christians. And give your time. Or if you
Jesus.
Wish to join Hughes Memorial this day, you can give Pastor Dante pounds in your hand and guard your heart. Happy birthday, newly sanctified. And saved a Christian today. Become a new creature in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen. Holy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We should not have our communion ritual.
Thank you.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Reverend Pat, would you please... please read our prayer of humble access. Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for being with us today. Thank you, Lord, for using the people. Thank you, Lord, for your leadership. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy metaphor and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose poverty is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, graces, Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospels commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these, the creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it, in remembrance of me." Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer silently together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
The bread before you represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it and you may eat it together. The wine represents the blood that was shed for you on Calvary. You may take it and you may drink it together. Feast on it within your hearts. Know that by taking this holy sacrament, you say that you are one with Christ, that you live with Christ, that you died with Christ, that you arose with Christ, and on that great day of his return that you shall reign with Christ. Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you wherever you may go.
Yes. Yes.
The glory in the Celsius. Glory be to God on high, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee. We bless thee. We worship thee. We glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory, O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy. Thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen. Lisa, will you please... Amen. Amen. May you bless us, Lisa, with a doxology.
Praise God.
God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Amen, amen. As always, on behalf of Fuse Memorial and this great ministerial staff, we want to give thanks to Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle for all that you do for Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair. God bless you.
It is our pleasure, sir.
Amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen.
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 And amen.
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 Amen. God bless you. And until next Sunday, we are signing off. Have a blessed morning. Take God with you wherever you go.